Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steele hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Steele reaches second base with a double. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steele moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steele scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert strikes out. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman to Wine, and Kessinger is out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Jones reaches second base with a double. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. LeBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones moves to third. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steele is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Steele hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hans bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hundley scores. Kessinger moves to third. 2 outs. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Fairley reaches third base with a triple. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Steidel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steidel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gamble who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans fires to first and picks off Fairley. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele misplays the ball. That's an error on Steele. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Williams scores. Santo goes all the way around to score. Banks moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Dan McGinn now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LaBoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ty Cline pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steele is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Steele takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gamble. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ferry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing first base. Howie Reed now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Steele catches it and throws to first to double up Banks. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.